You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is e-commerce radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and welcome to e-commerce radio, your EPN channel, where you can get in on the inside track and find out what others are doing to experience great results with their online stores. Whether it's the latest tools, e-commerce platforms, or marketing techniques, this is where we talk about how to have a successful e-commerce experience. Today we are with Nick Eubanks, Vice President of Digital Strategy at WL Snook & Associates, owners of Traffic Safety Store. Nick, welcome to e-commerce radio.
Thanks for having me, Eric.
You're welcome. So what exactly is Traffic Safety Store and who do they serve?
The Traffic Safety Store is one of the nation's largest manufacturers and distributors of traffic safety products on the Internet. Originally started to serve very large municipalities and government bodies, government agencies like the U.S. Army and Department of Defense and Department of Energy. We've expanded over the past 4 or 5 years to include consumers of all shapes and sizes, whether you need speed bumps for your parking lot as a facilities manager or if you are a soccer coach and you just need some soccer cones for the soccer field.
Absolutely cool. Now, what are the strongest channels driving sales for this Traffic Safety Store?
That's probably one of the most interesting points is we see probably 80% of our sales, maybe 75% to be realistic and be a little conservative, of our sales come directly from the Internet, and that happens almost exclusively from search engines.
How exactly are you able to gain so much traffic from search engines, and doesn't that cost a lot of money?
Well, it's funny you should ask. It used to. We used to spend between $40,000 and $50,000 a month on Google AdWords, and it was really eating into our margins in a very, very big way. So we started exploring this concept that's very common now, but wasn't such a common practice 4 or 5 years ago, which is the practice of search engine optimization or SEO, which is for a way for us to gain organic or natural traffic that we don't have to pay for. Since we implemented an SEO architecture on the website and really started building links and driving press and taking steps to optimize the on-page elements of our website, we've been able to reduce our spend on paid search with Google AdWords from that $40,000 to $50,000 a month down to roughly about $10,000 a month now. And it serves mainly a brand purpose at this point. Most of our conversion triggering visits are actually coming from the organic side of the search engines.
Today we're joined by Nick Eubanks, Vice President of Digital Strategy at WL Snook & Associates, owners of Traffic Safety Store, here on e-commerce radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Nick, how do companies use Traffic Safety Store's products, and what are the benefits to your products?
That's a fun question. So a lot of the products are used exactly like you might think somebody would use a traffic cone or a speed bump. I mean, they're used to raise awareness and create visibility for people who are in situations where there might be high traffic or there might be high speed or heavy machinery, heavy vehicles in use. One of the most interesting things that I've heard in probably over the past year that really stands out to me as just something really cool was during Hurricane Sandy, one of the local vendors here was hit up. They sell sandbags. And they were hit up for tens of thousands of sandbags to get down there into Sandy. And we sent a bunch of donated materials, safety vests, some water barriers, as much as we could to help the people who were hit really hard from the hurricane. One of the things that I was really excited to hear about that, we just thought was really cool, was the people who were using the sandbags were taking our cones, our traffic cones, and they were flipping them upside down, and they were using them as funnels to increase the speed and efficiency at which they could fill these sandbags to help with the storm, which I thought was really, really cool. The benefits of our products are it's something else that's actually is fun, and it's not well known, and that is I'd say 60% of our product catalog comes from 100% post-consumer recycled materials. And what that means is over the past 10 years, we have helped over 2 million pounds of rubber avoid going into landfills, 4.5 million pounds of recycled plastic, and over 100,000 rubber tires. These have all been, as opposed to being thrown out, we're able to take these post-consumer grade materials, grind them down, and reuse them to make our 100% recycled parking blocks and speed bumps.
Yeah, I was about to ask, what are the benefits to using 100% post-consumer recycled materials for your plastic and rubber products?
Well, it's cool because not only are we helping the planet out, but the recycled materials tend to be better in quality, and they tend to last longer and fade less and be stronger than the non-recycled counterparts that they're replacing.
How about telling our listeners where they can get more information and be in potential contact with you in regards to the Traffic Safety Store?
The easiest way to find us is just to go to the website, trafficsafetystore.com. We are very, very easy to find. If you are looking for traffic equipment online, chances are you're going to come across us somewhere. We're one of the biggest in the United States, and we pride ourselves on being built on customer service. So you can call us any time of day, and there'll be somebody here who knows what they're talking about to take the call and help you out.
Sounds great. And in conclusion, what advice would you have for our listeners who may be considering starting their own business and becoming future entrepreneurs in the e-commerce space? What would you have to tell the listener?
I would say make sure, before you start talking to anybody who's selling any kind of software, because there's a lot of software packages out there, make sure that you have a very specific list of requirements for the platform that you're looking at. Vet that against somebody you trust who understands software and technology, and then go to market with those requirements. Don't let the companies tell you what the requirements are. Make sure you have your requirements before you ever start talking to somebody who's going to take your money.
That sounds like some good advice to run with. We've been speaking with Nick Eubanks, Vice President of Digital Strategy at W.L. Snook & Associates, owners of Traffic Safety Store. And the website of reference, once again, is simply trafficsafetystore.com. Nick, thanks so much for being with us here today on E-Commerce Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric.
You're welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to E-Commerce Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to E-Commerce Radio. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the E-Podcast Network.